Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the CWG and Country and Territory Names of TLD's meeting on the 26th of November 2014. On the call today, we have Gregory Sagyan, Liz Williams, Carlos Raul, Ron Sherwood, Neil L. Himmon, Annabeth Lang, Sharon Renault, Heather Forrest, Liana Tazik, and Yap Akerhus. We have apologies from Jordi Paguirin, Jung Yum Lee, Gabriel Schreck, Carlos Marco Luigi, and Mason Cole. From staff, we have Enrique Koenig, Bart Baswinkel, Lars Hoffman, Christina Nordstrom, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Heather.
Thank you very much, Natalie. That deals with item one in our agenda, which is welcome and roll call. Say for one thing that I would like to add to this, is to welcome and acknowledge our new GNSO co-chair, Carlos Raul Gutierrez, who joins us at the despicable hour of 3 a.m. in Costa Rica. Carlos is, in addition to serving as co-chair representing the GNSO, along with me, a newly appointed member of the GNSO Council, and Carlos will serve as our liaison to the GNSO Council. So, Carlos, perhaps if you're awake, you might like to say hello.
Yes, this is Carlos. I'm testing the mic. Thank you very much. Good morning to everybody.
Marvelous. With that, we have a relatively full agenda, and the first item is, although I noticed Ron's comment. Ron, you say there's no audio where you are. Are you not able to hear us? Natalie is typing. Good. Thank you, Natalie. Ron, Natalie will follow up with you. Item number two on our agenda is actions arising from our face-to-face meeting. Bart, you were very helpful in our face-to-face meeting, which was in LA, in capturing those. Would you mind reminding us of what those are, please?
I haven't looked through them. My apologies. The main one was organizing these calls. That's my recollection. But and the other one, no, these were the main ones. And say going over for the work plan again today, and which is on the agenda.
Good. That's all I remember. But I wanted a backup.
Yeah.
Very good. So we...
I will check and send them again. Yeah, Heather, I will check again and send them through the list.
Marvelous. Thank you, Bart. With that, I recall that I had in my own notes that establishing a meeting, our subsequent meeting, and then working on ideas as to the work plan, which we largely were unable to talk to. I believe we had maybe 10 or 15 minutes in LA maximum due to the fact that our discussion largely centered around the GAC proposal. We really did not begin to discuss the work plan. What we did say we would walk away and do as actions were to think about the feasibility of the timeline that Bart proposed in that Bart offered to the group in LA, which was the feasibility of working toward the decision, as is for a tongue twister, as to feasibility of a work plan up to Singapore, and whether we understood that we could come up with make a decision, let's say, as to whether a framework on country and territory names would be achievable by Singapore, not to clarify, not the framework itself, but simply the feasibility of the exercise. I apologize. That's a jumble of words, and I haven't done a very good job of explaining it. But I think that all should be revealed in this call, in the sense that we'll be speaking to that precise point.
Yeah, at number four. Yeah, that's agenda point four, Heather. That's why it's included anyway.
With that in mind, unless there are questions, which I'm sure there are, given my very bad explanation of point two, although I'll put them off to point four, if I may, I'd like to progress to point three. And I suppose it's a useful thing in a sense that I leave the discussion on this point. One thing that I suggested coming out of LA was that we had a very unique opportunity. I was struck, and Annabeth and I spoke, I suppose, in our roles as co-chairs after the LA face-to-face, and said it was somewhat remarkable that the GAC was reaching out to the community before laying its words down in a communique, and then the community races to catch up and doesn't really have an opportunity to comment. I'm specifically referring to the subgroup of the GAC working group on future new GTLE rounds, and the proposal that this subgroup has prepared, or that members of the subgroup have prepared, a proposal dealing with geographic names. And it was quite clear in the session led by the GAC subgroup in LA and then by our meeting in LA that the scope of the work being undertaken by the subgroup within GAC in this proposal is significantly broader than our scope, which follows on from the work done in the study group and is specifically limited to country and territory names. And indeed, that is our discussion in point four of the agenda, which is what are country and territory names, and how do we harness them? How do we logically know what these names are such that we might then look to make recommendations on how those might be dealt with? In addition, the GAC proposal is significantly broader in scope in that it is not limited to top level as we are. And this has engendered a fair amount of confusion within the working group. We had a fair, robust discussion on this in LA, and it has engendered a fair bit of questioning within the GAC. The certain GAC members or a number of GAC members reached out to members of our working group, myself included, and Annabeth, I think yourself included, Bart, to staff, to say, we don't understand why is this GAC effort happening at the same time that we have a cross-community working group? Why are the two mandates so different? Are the two scopes so different? Why are they working on seemingly different timelines? What is happening? And with that in mind, and that confusion, let's say, sparked the GAC members more broadly to extend the comment deadline on the GAC subgroup proposal. Initially, it was announced in LA that the comment period, if you like, not necessarily a formal comment period, but comment period would end 2 weeks after LA. It was then proposed that it be extended into December, and we've now landed with the end of the year, so 31 December in terms of when the community is able to make feedback to the GAC on this proposal. The idea behind this, as I understand it, is that there are members of the GAC who are, as I say, quite confused and hoping to use this sort of a process as an experiment in seeking and actioning community feedback, community input, as I say, before GAC advice is hammered down in a communique and the community is left resisting that advice or questioning that advice or disputing that advice. This is a rare opportunity that we have. And with that in mind, I was delighted that we had the presentation that we did in our meeting, albeit I suppose that encompassed the meeting. It took up the bulk of the meeting. But I think that was a necessary discussion to have so that we fully understood what the GAC was doing. And it leaves us with an opportunity to to speak to what we're doing, this comment period. So I approached Annabeth as a co-chair, and now Carlos, who's recently joined us, and staff, and said, from a procedural point of view, is it possible, given that cross-community working groups are new, is it possible that some of the things that were said within our face-to-face meeting by our members, could those things be captured in a comment? And thereby, I mean, they're already in our transcript from that meeting, but it would add a robustness to the GAC comment period, to our own work, to the extent that we said, look, we exist, we acknowledge that these confusions exist, offer us an opportunity to clarify the scope of our working group, and to formally commit to being involved in the process, in the broader discussion that's happening within ICANN about this issue that is of interest to so many different constituencies and stakeholder groups. And so I propose this as an idea. We talked about it at great length procedurally, how this might happen, and to the extent that we want to discuss any of the procedural questions, I very happily turn it over to Bart and Marika and Lars, who have navigated the pathway as to how this could be done. And we've prepared a draft comment which essentially summarizes the discussions that we had in LA, and specifically going to 3 points. Number one, noting that our cross-constituency working group exists and who the members are, not necessarily individuals, but the fact that we draw from a broad representation of the community. Two, noting the scope of our group and what our work is quite limited to. And three, raising questions, I won't say concerns, but identifying the very much broader scope of the GAC proposal, and the fact that this is running at the same time as our work, and questioning whether that is the best approach, let's say. With that in mind, I wouldn't mind, given that we've had so much discussion about it prior to this call, that Bart or Marika or Lars, that you comment procedurally on what it is that we're attempting to do here.
So this is Bart. I'll have a go at it. And so for the details and other things, I think Marika is best positioned to add to it. I can only add, inform you around the CCNSO point of view. So the starting point is, as you said, Heather, this is a cross-community working group. And if you look at the charter itself, in principle, this working group reports to the chartering organizations, that is the CCNSO and the GNSO. So that's the starting point. And say, submitting a comment like say what you suggested, is in principle, again, and I'm talking high level principle here, is in principle out of scope of this working group. But fortunately, excuse me because I have a cold, fortunately, say, there is a provision in the charter that the co-chairs of the working group, in case they note something that is out of scope, can get back to the councils, the chartering organization, so the CCNSO and GNSO council, and propose a solution, a way of dealing with it. So that's the high-level overview. If you go, for example, to this letter, it would mean, and that's what Marika, Lars, and I have been discussing, the easiest way forward would probably be that the co-chairs, on behalf of the working group, would go back to the charting organizations and ask and request they submit this letter, in principle, whether there is an objection or no objection from the councils of the charting organization to submit this letter on behalf of the CCG, of the CWG itself. So it will be a submission only on behalf of the CWG, which also means that, say, others, either constituencies or individual CCTLDs or individual GTLDs, could subscribe and express support of the letter itself. I think that is the easiest way to explain how the working group could submit its own letter to into the GAC process. Marika, any additions or Lars?
Yeah, this is Marika. I think Bart did a great job explaining that. Just maybe to add as well that, of course, this the joint letter or the letter submitted by the CWG wouldn't prevent the GNSO Council or the CCNSO Council, should they desire so, to either send their own submissions or at a later stage formally endorse or adopt the submission of the CWG. But I think, as especially from a GNSO side, more time may be required to have a formal adoption by the council, taking to account the timeline, that indeed the easiest path forward would be indeed to ask for non-objection to the submission of this letter on behalf of the CWG. So I think that's indeed what we're suggesting here. But of course, that would first require that all of you on the call and as well in the group are, of course, okay with the contents of the letter, which now is up on the Adobe Connect screen. And I presume will be circulated shortly after this meeting, so everyone has a chance to review that.
Yeah, and also with the process, of course.
Thank you very much, Bart and Marika. Indeed, those were very good summaries of rather complicated questions. And I suppose I'll add to this to say that we are aware that there are constituencies within the GNSO that have already separately submitted comments to the proposal, and that reinforces the notion that nothing that's done here would impact upon other groups doing their own thing, endorsing our comments, or anything of the sort. The object here, again, to clarify, the object here is to take an opportunity to work within a very new GAC process. And I suppose what we're doing also responds to Bart's comment that this isn't envisioned in the scope of what the cross-constituency working group is doing. And I think that's explainable by two things. Number one, cross-constituency working groups of this fashion are relatively new, and we're finding our feet within ICANN, and this is an initiative to involve the community in a more robust way. And likewise, this process that the GAC is doing is a very new thing. This is indeed the first time that the GAC has done something like this. So I'm not at all deterred by the fact that this is not envisioned within our charter, because indeed it's not really envisioned within ICANN process that this would necessarily happen. So that doesn't, in my mind, doesn't raise any flags. What I would like to do is to invite Annabeth to make comments. I'll say that this draft, what you see and what will circulate, it has my full support. That's me speaking for me. That's not me speaking for the group in any way, shape, or form, or for my constituency or for the GNSO. But I would like to turn to Annabeth so that she can make some comments. Annabeth, have you lost audio? No, Annabeth, we cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Annabeth, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, this is Annabeth. Yes, I can also acknowledge this letter as focusing on the main points now. And the main point is to make the GAC aware that part of their scope or their mandate is going into what we are doing. And it will not be a good solution if they come to an answer or decide what to do with country and territory names before we have finished the work in our group. That's the main objection from my point of view. So this letter, I think, puts down the things that all the cross communities here can agree on, and then perhaps it's differences and nuances from the different constituencies afterwards, but that will be up to them. But I can stand behind this letter as just like you, Heather.
Thank you, Annabeth. And I understand that separately, entirely independently of this process, that the CCNSO has been working on its own draft. So this follows up on my comment that GENSO constituencies have been working on comments. And Annabeth, not asking you to disclose the contents of that, but can you confirm that that is indeed the case, that the CCNSO has been looking at this issue closely?
This is Annabeth again. Yes, it is. So the CCNSO have made a draft, and this is, as I understand it, but it's acknowledged by the CCNSO Council, and it's ready to go out if you choose to do so, if the CCNSO choose to do so. And it's also, that letter also capture the things that's in this draft, even if it goes a little further into the work that was done in the study group. More details, perhaps, but it's not very different, to be honest.
Thank you, Annabeth. What I would like now to turn our discussion to, this gives you an understanding of what the motivation has been and what we've looked at procedurally. The first procedural step in this process really needs to be within this group. So leaving aside what Bart and Marika have said about GNSO and CCNSO procedures, we've really only just finished the draft, having grappled with the procedural issues for a fair while. And you do have it on the screen in front of you. What I think would be useful is to focus on our own internal process. And what I propose is that we discuss as a first port of discussion whether we as a group agree with the concept of submitting a comment to the GAC working group, and then we discuss the content of the letter. And I don't anticipate that we'll have much of a substantive discussion now, given that the letter's only just been put up. But if we could discuss the concept of submitting a comment, I think that would be very fruitful. So if anyone would like to address the idea or the concept as to whether we as a group contribute to this GAC process, it would be marvelous to hear now.
Cheryl acknowledges.
Cheryl, are you? Would you like to speak on this point? No, it's not a hand up. I don't see any hands up.
No, it's more an acknowledgement.
Yeah. Ah, very good. Very good. Annabeth.
Annabeth.
Yeah. Hi, hello again. It's Annabeth. I just wanted to point out that if we can do something together, this is the first time we have had an opportunity to do that to the GAC, as Heather said, and we should use that opportunity. And if we really can agree on the point or the main point in this letter, it will strengthen the cause that we can do our work and not be taken, that the result will be taken in advance by the GAC.
And Sonny Gitu has agreed as well with the process. Maxim is, again, to ask the subgroup, to the GAC subgroup, to take our letter into consideration. And others are typing as well. So Laura, I don't see have a mic to know audio contribution, but just wanted to say that I would be supportive of submitting a letter. I agree with Annabeth's point that it is important that we make the GAC aware of the overlap so that they do not reach recommendations before we conclude our work. Maxime is typing.
We have several comments in support. It would be helpful if anyone, and please feel free to do so, if anyone is uncomfortable with the approach, please by all means voice those concerns now. Maxime, you make an excellent point in the comment. This is Heather, that we might add wording that we would be happy to provide further clarifications and happy to have face-to-face meetings as required. We have said at the end of the letter, we hope the comment marks the beginning of a fruitful working relationship between our respective groups and remain at your disposal for questions or clarifying follow-ups. I agree, and I think one thing that we could do is invite the entire GAC working group, not just the subgroup, to our meeting in Singapore, and perhaps that's something that could be inserted into the letter.
Support from Cheryl for your suggestion, Heather.
Marvelous. Marvelous. Annabeth as well, Maxim as well, and Lars, we'll wait for your comments. Marvelous. That'd be good. Lars's comments, I'm happy to circulate a new draft later today. I think that would be very helpful. Any comments that we make today, if what we'll do is those can go into the draft, Lars, if you're willing. And that way the draft that gets circulated is the most up-to-date. And Maxim, will wait for your comments. Be ready for their suggestion to meet before Sunday. It's a very interesting point and how we spend our time. I'm increasingly disgruntled, I suppose, or frustrated by the fact that we have this 8 a.m. time slot on a day that comes after, if there is a gala, the gala, and that we only have an hour, and this is not ideal in terms of getting work done, and here we are trying to work on a framework and deal with substantive issues. Bart, Marika, is there any hope of getting more than an hour and on a day when others might be able to participate, or could we even try and do a joint session? I realize I might be suggesting heresy here, but a joint session of the GAC subgroup and our group.
Heather, this is Bart. Say, my understanding is, say, a longer session is not really an issue. The day may be an issue, especially knowing that, say, a lot of you will be attending the, say, or are involved and engaged with the GNSO Council meetings on Saturday and Sunday. And a lot of CC members do not arrive until Sunday or Monday. So, and Tuesday and Wednesdays are out, in the sense Tuesday is constituency day, Wednesday is again an additional day for the CCNSO members where they have meetings. So what's only left is effectively Monday and Thursday. Now, Monday afternoon at the end of the day, there is the joint CCNSO, GNSO Council meeting. So we could try for Monday afternoon or again Thursday morning, but I think the 1.5, we can extend it to 1.5 or 2 hours if that's the if that's what the group wants. And maybe, the Monday afternoon is, given the intention to invite GAC members as well, might not be too bad. But at the same time, these are the, say, Monday afternoon is where there will be a lot of activity, is my guess, around the accountability and stewardship a transition process, which will be quite heavy competition for the working group.
Understood, Bart. Thank you. From a GNSO perspective, Monday has significant advantages in that, much of the real work in the week, the substance in the week that's not dealt with in a GNSO council meeting is done on Tuesday. And so to the extent that we were able to meet before Tuesday, that would expedite our work. I think we'll see benefits in terms of what we have sign-off, official or unofficial. We'll get things into the pipeline much sooner if we were able to meet before Tuesday. And I think, frankly, Thursday, by Thursday, we're all tired, and the business of the week is largely done. And in order to be on the agenda for the week, I think we need to be earlier in the week.
Yeah. So let's aim for Monday Monday afternoon, before the joint council meeting, because that's a great opportunity again to update the councils again, as we did in LA.
This is Heather. I fully support that, and I'd also be greedy and ask for a 90-minute meeting if we could do.
Yeah, so let's see what we can do as staff for Monday afternoon. But be aware, say, there might be issues with some, main session or sessions in the main hall, which might attract a lot of people, like on the accountability and stewardship process.
This is Heather. Understood. I do think as our group gains traction, and gains the number increases in the number of participants in the room, that we might become a main attraction. So,
yeah.
All right. Any objections then to attempting to schedule a 90-minute meeting on Monday?
A few comments. And Cheryl, I think it's a very good point. Potentially we work on the lunch break. Perhaps we could have a working lunch. We have Maxim and Laura contributing comments on the. Good. Yeah, lunch breaks usually vacant. Bart and Marika and Lars, we leave this one in your super capable hands. Thank you, Laura, for your comment on the list. No objections. Let's then turn to substance. What I propose is that we do have the addition of and perhaps, Lars, in light of this, we'd be a little bit flexible in terms of how we update the draft. I suppose we'd just be open and say we'd like to invite you to our face-to-face meeting in Singapore, which we're currently working on scheduling at a time when we think the GAC might be available. Would be a bit flexible in how we put that language. I wouldn't want us to commit right now to a Monday afternoon meeting, but I also wouldn't want to hold up circulating the draft until we can confirm our meeting time, because if that's the case, we might well be a long wait. From a procedural next steps point of view, so we have no objection within the group articulated here for the concept of making a comment, and in fact, quite strong support for making a comment. The next thing is the substance. So what I propose that we do is we'll have the draft circulated. Lars, if you're happy to do that at the end of our call, after you've had a chance to make any updates, and then please, I suppose the best thing to do would be to post your comments. If you have comments, if you have concerns, we can post them around by email, and to the extent that we want to have another call, we could try and do that. The timing here is a challenge, and now we come to the third step in this, which is when this leaves us and seeks the non-objection of the GNSO Council and CCNSO Council. And in order to do that and have this on the agenda within both supporting organizations, we really need to have comments by the 1st of December, if we can do, which is a day shy of a week out. I'm conscious that that's a quick turnaround time, and I'm conscious that that's not always easy to do. But to the extent that we want this to happen, we need to get it on the agendas in the CCNSO and the GNSO. So if you are able to make your comments, then it would be marvelous to have those by the first. And I suppose if we have some sort of a round robin email on the first, just to catch up to make sure that we have everyone's comments, or that the response may be I'm working on a comment, but pardon me, I haven't had the chance to email it yet, then at least we have, pardon me, visibility that we could perhaps go to the GNSO or the CCNSO and say, please put this on the agenda and please spare us one day to deliver the draft to you or deliver the letter to you. And we'll need to agree on the draft as well. So in addition to comments, we need to have agreement by the group. Are we able to handle that by email, or do we need another call to do that? Any thoughts, comments? Cheryl says email. Is this achievable by email? I think it is. We've really managed much of the drafting of the draft letter by email. Carlos is up for email. Neil, comment, email, excellent. Marvelous. So let's do that then. Lars, we leave it in your capable hands to circulate the draft, and we'll, when you make comments, please make comments to the whole group to save us time. We're all on different time zones, and that way we can respond as soon as possible, and we'll look to have a sweep up of things by the first, if at all possible. And Marika, just to confirm, because it's really the GNSO's timetable for submission that is driving the first, will that be good if we get this in by midnight on the 1st? Will that suffice?
This is Marika. I think the official timeline is 23:59 UTC, so that should work. But I'll confirm that.
Marvelous. And what we might just do is foreshadow this to Glenn, that the paper is coming. Excellent.
Heather, this is Bart. For just a final step, say, in order to for the recording, I suppose that, say, the four of you, so that's Annabeth, Paul, Carlos, and yourself, will submit the request to the councils on behalf of the group. So that's by the 1st of December, or earlier than if achievable.
Understood, Bart. Understood. And given that we're the signatories of the letter, it seems that that's the most appropriate thing to do.
And the second point, and maybe that's something, but that's more for discussion right now, say, around the letter itself, that the intention of this letter was that it's more on a high-level process procedure and not going into the details of, in order to allow both the CCTLD, the CCNSO, GNSO, and others to support the letter. So not going to the details of the proposals themselves. So if people have comments on the letter itself, please have it on high level and do not, you could add additional points, but keep in the back of your mind they need to be supportive by all the chartering organizations.
Absolutely, Bart. I agree fully with what you said. That is indeed the reason for the high level in the comment. Now, Annabeth has asked a comment of you, Bart, or a question of you. What is the deadline for the CCNSO? So when do papers need to be submitted to the CCNSO for its December meeting?
It's the CCNSO council meeting is on the 11th of December. It needs to be on the agenda a week in advance, so by the 4th, and we can submit papers up to 2 days before that, so that's not the real issue. And if need be, we can do it by an email vote as well. So there's, as you said, and as Marika said, say the real, say the critical path is with the GNSO Council in this case.
Excellent. Thank you, Bart. Are there any further questions then on item 3 of the agenda?
no hands up, no comments on the screen. So with that, I will progress to point four. Point four is following on from our face-to-face meeting in LA, and specifically deals with the work plan that was put forward, outlining what we might achieve between what we then thought to be Marrakesh and is now Singapore. The first item on that was the face-to-face meeting in LA, which we've achieved. The second item, oh, marvelous, Bart, thank you. Bart, I suspect, putting that up on the Adobe for us. The second item was this call that we're having now, the November conference call, which has largely now been subsumed not by the first reading of the issues so much as it has by the response that we might make to the GAC. And I suppose it's really just a timing issue that this is an opportunity and we've seized it, and therefore it's shifted our work plan a bit. So, Bart, I suppose we might update the work plan a bit and reflect the discussion that we've had today. And that then cascades down in terms of what we're able to achieve. First reading of the issues, and we're dealing now with the points that are set out in point five of our agenda today. And I wonder if we might deal with the procedural point first, which is how we might communicate this discussion. How do we have this discussion? Because I don't think an hour call of the group is going to be sufficient. So perhaps we talk to the procedure of the issues today, and we do a first reading in December, a second reading of issues in January, and then we begin in Marrakesh with any cleanup on the second reading and discuss the feasibility of a harmonized framework in Singapore. Does that sound like a sensible approach in terms of how we order our work? We still stay within the timeline that we had proposed, but we shift things around at the end of it. And Annabeth, I note your comment that you need to leave in 5 minutes, and you support that approach then, so that those revisions to the work plan. Anyone not comfortable with those revisions to the work plan? No support from Carlos, support from Cheryl, and no non-support. Thank you, everyone. So then, Bart, may I? Very good. Bart has an action, and Bart is typing the action as we speak. Maxim, thank you. I note your comment there in support. So Bart, if you would be so kind as to circulate the updated work plan, I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Thanks, Bart. Turning now to five, and this is where this is the pointy end of our discussion, I suppose. The study group identified a number of issues, and issues in this context is code for challenges and obstacles to our work, namely that these are very thorny issues. This is a topic that has disparate views involved in it. And Carlos, what do we mean five under study group? So this working group, the reason reason for being of this working group is that the CCNSO conducted initiated a study group on the use of country and territory names at the top level. And that study group largely undertook its work in 2012-13 and came to the view that a working group was necessary to flesh out these views further. It's a shame to summarize that group's work in such a blunt instrument, but really that is the point, that we are here because the study group recommended that we be here. And the study group report identifies challenges to developing a standardized approach to country and territory names, not least of which the challenge of defining what is a country or territory name, and where do we find that, and is that a moving target, and how do we deal with the fact that country and territory names change and languages and these sorts of things.
again, apologies. That's a very rough and ready summary of the issues. And Annabeth has very rightfully pointed out that the link to the final report is in the agenda for this meeting. What I propose that we focus on now in the time remaining in our meeting is to discuss how do we want to discuss these issues. This is not something I think that is easily done over an hour conference call. It may not also be something that's easily done by email. Is this something that I suppose we can turn to practice in other working groups? Is this something that we can do over a wiki where we have threads of discussion? Because there are a number of issues, and it would be hard to keep track of who comments on what issue and what issue a particular comment relates to and how we record all this. And I do think there's an exercise in recording all of the comments that are made, and disparate transcripts aren't ideal for that. And Bart, Marika, Lars, I turn to you. Do you have suggestions as to how we might do this?
I think Marika and Lars, you should speak to the wiki. It's what I know from the CC community, the wiki is not used very often as a way of discussing items. It's used to record, but that's it. Most of the times, what you can see is, and this is from one of the more contentious CCNSO topics, CCTLD topics, that's the framework of interpretation. If needed, is you start creating email threads in the sense of using a header in the subject line, focusing on a particular topic so people can jump in. But the danger there is you if you really have a lot of emails, you easily lose track. So that's difficult. Wikispace, maybe a combined one is a good one, or just start and maybe that's something for the co-chairs, is start fleshing out some of the different threads. And come up with a kind of, and I think that's probably really worth doing, is come up with a document where you see the different issues. And it's not just to be, in that sense, say you got a very good overview of the landscape, Heather, together with Annabeth and Paul and Carlos, where the issues are. Just identify potential issues and maybe then assign issues to other group members and report back to the group. So there are various ways, but it's the real issue will be to not to lose track of what's happening. At least that is my experience. Marika?
This is Marika. I think in the GNSO we typically use as well, various approaches. As Bart said, I think same applies in the GNSO community. Some people really like using the wiki, others don't. So usually we do host the information, any draft documents on the wiki. So there's a central place where people can go and find that information. For those that want to comment there or provide information there, they can do so there. But alternatively as well, you can start indeed email threads on topics on the mailing list, and then staff can assist, for example, in pulling those comments into the wiki. So again, there's a central place where all the information can be found. And then it's a question indeed, and Bart already alluded to that as well, where if you see that they're clear threats and maybe have indeed leads for those different threats to try to pull some of that together and then eventually bring that all together in one type of document for the whole working group to review. So I think there are various approaches, and I think it just depends basically on what the group feels most comfortable with. And indeed, maybe it's something where the chairs can have a first look and make a recommendation to the group as what you believe may be the most effective way in moving this forward.
Carlos, I see you have your hand up.
Yes, just in terms of keeping track what's going on, it's, I don't know how you would solve the fact that we have, on the one hand, we have a GACSU group, on the other hand, we have precedents in terms of .patagonia.brazil, and on the third hand, if I may say, we have now the cross-community working group. It will be very difficult to keep everything separate and not prejudge any threat. So we have to think a little bit more about these different sides of the issue, because it might get boggled down. You know, I see in the GAC paper a lot of what we discussed over the last year on Patagonia and Amazon, and so we have to be very careful. When we start mixing our group with Jerome Passas opinions to the board, et cetera, it's tricky. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. You very rightfully pointed out that not only is the substance difficult, the sheer number of players and the differences in their interests in this is difficult. I think we're going to find ourselves in the hurricane here soon, and all the more reason to very clearly document our process and how we go about this discussion of issues. Marika, I take your point that this might be best we think about this offline amongst the co-chairs and how best we might go about this, although I don't necessarily want to delay. I don't want to waste time, not to say that it's a waste of time, but I don't want to lose time thinking about how before we start doing, because until we make this decision, it will delay our substantive discussion. Are we able to, by email, come to a view on this before the December meeting so that when we have our substantive discussion in December, I mean, ideally you'd like to see that this is implemented before the December call, because otherwise we're not going to get anything done in the December call. We'll simply be having a fairly open-ended discussion. Is this something that we can do? Carlos, I agree. Carlos says we should have it ready before the next call. Is this something that we can achieve by email as well? Your thoughts?
Heather, this is Bart. I definitely think we can do it by email and say, if need be, we can organize a call again with those co-chairs who are available. Mm-hmm. And maybe at this time at a more reasonable hour for you and Paul.
Mm-hmm. that would be very kind and very equitable. I'm hopeful that we can do this by email. I think that would be good, and I'd like to see it up and running before December. And so then I suppose we'll keep in touch on that basis. Unless we hear or see objections between now and then we'll put that on the action list for all of the co-chairs and staff to follow up on. With that, we'll close that topic in the agenda, taking particular note of items 5.1, 1.1, and 1.2 in the agenda. These are the substantive questions that we'll be dealing with. And once we find a way as to how to do that, how to document that, then please make a mental note now of those questions and begin to think about those. It's now just a matter of the format, how we go about communicating views on this. And Carlos, you make a very valid point. We need a common name. The GAC calls it protection, the GNSO calls it use, and I suppose we're driven by the scope of our charter, which uses, I can't now tell you the term, but you might, Bart or Marika or Lars, you might help me here. Our formal name is the Working Group on Country and Territory Names. I don't know that we use the word protection or use, but it's something that we need to go back and look at.
I was on mute. It's on the formal name of the working group is on the use of names of country and territories as top-level domains.
Good. All right. So then.
So that includes already the limit and scope, or the limitation of scope of the working group. So it's only around top-level domains and country and territory names.
Thank you to all, to Cheryl for your comment. And Carlos, I agree that we need to have an understanding as to what use is, and that needs to be clear in our comments. And indeed, this could be an issue in and of itself, what use is and the difference between these. So, Bart, I might even add that to our 5.1, maybe a new plus sign there. 5.1.2 is how do we deal with this idea of use and exploring that. With that, and I see Bart adding that. Thank you very much. We can turn to, it's 9 o'clock in my time zone, which means it's 4 a.m. in Carlos's time zone and time up in all of our time zones. Turn to any other business. Would anyone like to add anything further before we close our meeting? Seeing no hands, no immediate barrage of chat, then we have a very clear list of action items. I'm grateful to all of you for the robust chat that's happened in the chat room. I think we've covered a fair bit of what we needed to do. We're on track with our work plan, in a sense, and hopefully we can continue to be on track. And I am grateful to everyone for their participation today. So if there is nothing further, Carlos, I see that you are typing. Carlos says gracias. There we are. So with that, and nothing further, I wish you all a good morning, afternoon, and evening, and we shall talk again in December. And in the meantime, on email.
Okay. Thank you, Ada. Bye-bye, all.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.